A bad call near the end of the Saints-Rams NFC Championship game has left fans wondering about ways to still get the Saints to the Super Bowl. Professor Mike McCann discusses it in his recent Sports Illustrated article and here. This is the UNH Law Podcast. Learn more about the law school and apply by visiting law.unh.edu. Opinions discussed are solely the opinion of the faculty or host and do not constitute legal advice or necessarily represent the official views of the University of New Hampshire. So, Mike, what happened on Sunday that has everyone up in arms?
So, on Sunday, the New Orleans Saints were playing the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC Championship game, and the winner of that game would go on to play in the Super Bowl coming up on February 3rd. And the Saints were up with a minute 49 left in the fourth quarter, and they were advancing the ball. And their quarterback, Drew Brees, threw a pass to wide receiver Tommy Lee Lewis. But before Lewis even had a chance to try to catch the ball, a cornerback on the Rams named Nickel Roby Coleman just committed pass interference. He shoved Lewis out of bounds. Later on, he admitted it was pass interference. I mean, it was the most blatant.
It was obvious.
It was obvious. Yeah. Sometimes with penalties, there's a gray area. This was clearly a penalty, yet it wasn't called. And as a result, the Rams got the ball back. They went up the field. They kicked a field goal. They then went to overtime. The Rams won. And Saints fans, the players, the city of New Orleans, and others, including people who bet on the game, feel outraged that the absence of a call, an obvious call, could be construed as the key reason why the Saints lost. Now, the Saints did other things in that game that contributed to them to them not winning. So, you know, we can play that out. We can say, well, that could have been different. But this was something that was so obvious and that people are latching onto. And it's, of course, led to questions whether the NFL should intervene and replay the game or now a lawsuit.
In the rules, are there any kind of ramifications that the Saints can try and put in that could make it go in their way at all?
There are. The NFL Constitution has the NFL Constitution, then incorporating it, the rule book has a clause called Rule 17, which dictates that the commissioner in regards to extraordinarily unfair acts, we don't know how that's defined, but that's the key phrase. It also references calamities. In that kind of instance, the commissioner has the authority to either reverse the outcome of a game or have the game be replayed or have the game be replayed from the point in which the so-called calamity arose. So it's at least theoretically possible for the commissioner to decide that bad call or lack of call was so bad that I've got to restart the game. This power hasn't been used. Though that said,
this would be quite extreme for just one bad call.
It would, but bad or wrong calls have on rare occasion led to replays in other leagues. For instance, in 2008, the NBA ordered the Atlanta Hawks and the Miami Heat to replay the final 52 seconds of a game because the scorer got it wrong as to how many fouls Shaquille O'Neal had. Shaquille O'Neal was thrown out of the game because he fouled out, but in fact, he actually shouldn't have fouled out. So in that case, the NBA said, well, that's just such a crucial error that we need to replay that part of the game. It's rare, right? Totally rare. And here, because the Rams are now going to go on and play the Super Bowl, to sort of redo the game or redo part of the game would have logistical issues. And then there's also the issue, of course, of once you do it once, you set a precedent, right? There will be other bad calls and other bad no calls. And if Goodell intervened here, we would expect he would intervene at other times.
Because you want to be very specific, because you're going to be setting a precedent that would cost God knows how many millions, if not billions, if it repeats over many, many times.
Right. I mean, what is a certain game if they can be redone?
Because you got to reopen the stadium. You got to get the whole logistics of the back end of the stadium. The teams have to get ready. What if a player gets injured during this game, for example? Like, especially right before the Super Bowl, if they did replay it and either side happened to progress, but a key player got injured, that could be catastrophic still.
That's right. And they would have less time to prepare for the Super Bowl because they'd be focused on the replay game.
Because they're not rescheduling the Super Bowl.
No, they're not going to reschedule the Super Bowl because tickets are sold. And that just would never happen absent a real calamity. So, yeah, it would be pretty difficult for the NFL to intervene. And I don't think they're going to. If there was a time to intervene, it really would have been immediately. It would have been during the game to do it after the game. And now days later, as each moment passes, the odds of anything like that happening go from almost zero to zero.
Yeah. I mean, has there been any other fallout around this? Cause I mean, you're with a team not going to the Super Bowl. It's tremendous. It means a lot, a huge financial loss for the team. It means a huge financial loss for the city ultimately with all the post Super Bowl, whether they win or not, return celebrations and things like that.
So there has been some fallout. It's not going to go very far, but a lawsuit has been filed by season ticket holders who believe that they were irreparably harmed by what happened in the game. And it's a lawsuit that I think should be taken with a grain of salt, but it is technically a filing. The odds of it progressing are pretty low, unless a judge wants to sort of reinvent how law is interpreted. The reality is that once you buy a ticket to a game, as long as you get what you bought for, which is seeing a game, then you've gotten what you paid for.
Yeah, there's no real recourse.
No, you don't pay to see your team win. I mean, this is right. I mean, you also
there'd be much larger
right. A lot of people
legal
would be. Imagine the lousy teams out there and how many refunds they'd have to give. So, right. So the reality is that there isn't a recourse, and when you buy a ticket, you especially to a sporting event, you know there can be bad calls and bad no calls. This isn't a legal harm. And I think that's something that a lot of people should learn through sports is that the law doesn't remedy everything. The law remedies harms that the law ought to remedy. And disappointment, feeling outraged because of a sports thing, that's just not a legal topic. It's a topic that maybe the NFL should have better referees. Maybe the league needs to reconsider how referees are evaluated. Maybe referees need to do more training. I mean, there are constructive consequences that could arise because of this event. But to either replay the game or to expect that a court is going to provide a remedy for fans who are upset, I think that's not the right direction.
A link to Professor McCann's article on sportsillustrated.com is in the episode description. Also follow him on Twitter at McCann Sports Law. Be sure to subscribe to the UNH Law podcast on your favorite podcasting platform, including Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Opinions discussed are solely the opinion of the faculty or host and do not constitute legal advice or necessarily represent the official views of the University of New Hampshire.